Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. You know, we all hate to lose. Our fear of loss drives too many decisions when it comes to money, and it ends up costing us dearly. Successful investment requires stepping back from deep-seated emotions and survival instincts and learning to understand the market instead of reacting to its turbulence. A psychiatrist created four simple strategies to train our minds, calm our emotions, and build wealth. And he's our guest on today's This Week in America. Mark Toback, MD, is a general adult psychiatrist in private practice. He's the former chief of inpatient geriatric psychiatry and now an attending physician at St. Vincent's Hospital in Harrison, New York. Graduated from the University of Buffalo School of Medicine and Columbia University School of General Studies, Dr. Toback also has a law degree from Fordham University School of Law, was admitted to the New York Bar Association. His work has appeared in American Journal of Psychiatry, Psychiatric Times, and American Journal of Medicine and Pathology. He's the author of Anyone Can Be Rich, A Psychiatrist Provides the Mental Tools to Build Your Wealth, which, by the way, received high praise from Warren Buffett. Dr. Mark Toback with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
It is such a fascinating book, and I understand this all came about. You realized that maybe the single most common anxiety among your patients was money and the fear of money, afraid not to have enough in years to come, let alone day to day. Is that how this whole idea for the book began?
Well, it began when, most of my patients are ordinary folks. They're working folks, poor folks, middle-class folks, and I have a couple of wealthy men. And one of them was here, comes every week, and he said to me, just offhandedly, how many of your patients worry about money? And I said, all of them. I said it without thinking, and I realized that is the most common worry among my patients, and it's one that I can't really directly address in an interview.
Yes.
Or in therapy. But the one way I could address it was to write a book about it, and I'm a student of the market. I've been a student of the market since I was a kid, and I figured I could put this together and give it as a gift to my patients, which I do. And also put it online, and it's sort of an instruction manual for your own mind, managing your mind to create wealth over a lifetime. And it's doable using the principles that you would learn from Buffett and Munger and Jack Bogle and the evolutionary psychologists who've analyzed our reactions to things like loss, which you mentioned at the opening.
Yeah, that sort of scares all of us, and really the fear of loss, of losing, is quite real, isn't it?
Well, there's a reality. You can put money into the market and lose it, but what I'm talking about is bigger than that. It's part of our evolutionary heritage.
Yes.
We are very sensitive to loss, and you can see that even in animals. You can have, as Charlie Munger tells you, a very sweet dog, but you don't dare try and take food out of its
exactly,
mouth.
Exactly, yes.
You've got to have a very solid relationship with a dog to take food from its mouth. It's a great way to get bit. And we're very much like that dog. We don't like things being taken from us. That's why, legally, it's a felony to steal even a nickel from another person.
And it's interesting, you talk about marketers and businesses. They really exploit that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, even an organization as sweet as Costco, and Costco does wonderful things for Americans.
Yes.
But Costco moves stuff around so that you can't find it. They've got no reason to move it, but they move it. Why? They call it the treasure hunt. If you think you're not going to get it the next time you go in, you'll buy it today. People don't like to lose stuff. And one of the examples I have in the book is movies. You got three great movies, among the greatest movies ever made.
Yes.
Casablanca, Citizen Kane, Gone with the Wind. All of them are about loss.
Interesting.
They're about,
yes,
losing things that you love.
When you think about it, that's so true. With us on the program is Mark Toback, MD, author of the book Anyone Can Be Rich, A Psychiatrist Provides the Mental Tools to Build Your Wealth. And you talk about to gain in investments, you have to overcome our fear of loss. You've got four strategies you talk about in the book. And it's really sort of calming after you read the book. You're like saying to us, it's all right, just slow it down, slow motion, take your time, think it through. Number one in the strategy is never sell out of fear. And I think we probably saw that recently when everybody was panicking. How do we get over that never sell out of fear?
Well, you recognize that we are very sensitive to the idea of loss, that when we see our holdings drop in value, we're dealing with it as though we were running from a fire or a predator. And that was part of the world in which we all evolved. It was a dangerous world that we evolved in. It's a safer world that we live in. And our bodies and minds have not adapted to that. So our reaction when we encounter a situation where we might seemingly lose it all is to try and preserve what little we can. So when we see a market drop, a crash, our native, naive reaction is to grab what we can and run, like there was a fire in your home and you grab the children and maybe one object of value and get out the house.
Yes.
But a fire is not the appropriate analogy. The appropriate analogy when the market drops is a fire sale. Everything's on sale. And the smart money's buying, and the scared and the innocent money is selling.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, and when you learn that, you can learn not to sell. What's harder to do is to buy. It's very hard to buy when everybody else is panicking. But actually, many times, if you look over the history of the market, the smartest people bought when the innocents sold. And the best example I know of that in movies is It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly.
If you remember when the Depression hits Bedford Falls, everybody wants to sell their interest in the Bailey Brothers building and loan because they think it's going to go under. And who's buying? Old man Potter.
Yep.
He's got it figured out. He buys in a crash. The innocent people of the town sell in a crash. And only because George Bailey has the guts and the wisdom and the talent to get them to stop selling does the Bailey building and loan survive.
And you do a nice job in the book by giving us relatable analogies, for example, pop culture movies that you're talking about there. The book is Anyone Can Be Rich, A Psychiatrist Provides the Mental Tools to Build Your Wealth. Dr. Mark Toback, our guest on the program. His website is marktobackmd.org, and Toback is T-O-B-A-K. If you go to that website /anyonecanberich, information on the book, of course, available at Amazon, and you can link on directly to Dr. Toback's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Another one of the strategies is buy low and sell high. How do we go about doing that? Because for some, that's sort of counterintuitive.
It is counterintuitive because we all want to buy when everybody else is buying.
Yes.
And when everybody else is buying, they're bidding up the price of something. So, there's a famous story of Holland in the 17th century. It was the tulip mania. Everybody wanted to own tulips. They were newly arrived in Holland. They were beautiful, and a market developed for them that raised the price of tulips to the point where one tulip bulb had the value of an actual house. But people awakened to the reality slowly. And suddenly the value of the tulip bulbs fell, and they were worthless. So people made a lot of money, then they lost a lot of money. And that happens in markets all the time. It doesn't happen in such a dramatic way, but it does happen where people overvalue a stock. We saw that back in the dot-com craze, where anything that said dot-com
got everybody bought, yes.
Everybody bought, and I knew people who were crushed by it because they were momentary millionaires, and they didn't sell. And then they weren't millionaires anymore.
You talk about
see it coming.
Well, yeah, and they got nailed with that big time, suffered huge losses. Some of them probably never recovered from that. You talk about the tale of the Nifty 50. Talk about that because some people, I think, still try to follow that. It's, you grab the best out there, cost is secondary. Just grab it.
Right. Well, that's something you see with luxury goods. People will pay a lot of money for something that has a cachet, whether it's an odor, a perfume, a car. Our cars are pretty good, but every make of ordinary sedan has a luxury equivalent. that luxury equivalent, Lexus and Toyota, the luxury equivalent is not, does not cost the manufacturer as much to make as he sells it for. His profit margin
right.
is enormous because it's you're paying for the cachet. And the same thing happened in the stock market. The Nifty 50 were the top 50 stocks in America, and people started buying them up thinking that any price was worth it because they were so good. And that's an inherent mistake. And eventually, when people realize that the stocks fell, what Buffett and Munger will teach you to do is look for stocks that people are not in love with that have a very nice return. And then you will do better than if you chase the ones that are sexy. Example, I bought Ford, I bought GM, I bought Toyota. You love to have car stocks. You love, because we all love cars.
Yes.
But they didn't make any money. In fact, they lost a lot of money. GM went under, and Ford went down to a dollar, and has never quite recovered. So what might appeal to you about a stock has nothing to do with its actual return.
The book is Anyone Can Be Rich, A Psychiatrist Provides the Mental Tools to Build Your Wealth. Dr. Mark Tobeck, our guest on the program, talking about strategies to get us over that anxiety, that fear of loss that we have. You talk about understanding how losses compound, and talk about that because that's so important.
Yeah, well, that's most important with inflation. See, one of the funny things about loss, we're programmed to perceive loss in the moment. So if the market drops dramatically, oh my God, I'm losing everything. But if you look at your dollars, you've lost so much more, but you've lost it slowly over time. When I was a kid, we used to look for bottles, soda bottles in the street, so we could return them and get a penny. And if we got 20 pennies, we could buy a ball and play a game. Well, those pennies are almost worthless. People don't even bend to pick them up anymore because inflation has destroyed most, probably about 90% or even 95% of the value of the dollar that I knew as a child, back when people used to say, gosh, a whole dollar. Well, a whole dollar doesn't buy you much nowadays, but we don't perceive, we still speak of millionaires, even though the millionaires of my childhood were extraordinarily wealthy people, and the millionaire of today may just own a house in a neighborhood that other people want to live in, an ordinary house.
Yes.
So it's a very different reaction we have to losses that occur slowly. The same thing when you run up a debt on credit cards, you don't realize that you're paying a fortune over time for something that actually didn't cost that much. But if you run up credit card debt, you can stay indebted all your life and never be able to accumulate wealth because you're paying off a loan at interest that won't let go.
Another important strategy you have is learn to go numb to loss. A lot easier said than done. How do we do that?
Well, one way is to amass enough money so that the losses that occur in the market still leave you with enough to live on. So you always want to have cash available so that the money you've invested is not money you need. But more important than that is the concept of diversification. That is a way that we can become numb to loss. See, if you invest in an individual stock, that stock can go to the moon or it can go to the cellar. But if, and it's the same way if you bet on a football team, it can win or it can lose. But if you bet on football at large, if you were able to buy stock in the NFL, you'd always be a winner.
Yes.
And that's the way it works with the market. If you buy an index fund that gives you the entire 80%, the S&P 500 gives you 80% of all the stocks that are out there. So you pretty much bought the market. If you look at the history of the market and see the ups and downs, those ups and downs are part of a long, slow rise. So when you were in junior high or middle school and you did a slope and got the slope of a curve and you found out what the true angle was, well, the angle of the market is always up. It just takes time. So if you can diversify, buy the whole market, then for you, the market is always rising, and if it dips, it dips for a brief period and then comes back up. So you don't get hit with loss because you've protected yourself from loss through diversification.
Couple minutes left in the program. You talk about get your education by learning to understand the market rather than by watching its often random fluctuations. Talk about that, and as I'm reading that, I'm thinking of, it wasn't that long ago, I'd be talking to people, and every hour they'd be checking their stocks because we were going through a temporary crisis at that particular point in time. I assume you would say, don't do that, because their mood would swing just as much as the stock market was swinging.
Right, because when people watch too closely, they tend to act.
Yes.
And one of the oldest bits of wisdom about the market, it comes from 1688, a book called Confusiones des Confundis. I don't speak Spanish, so I can't say the title too well. But an observer of the market at that time noticed that the more people trade, the more they lose. And that is a reality of the market, that people who trade frequently because they're whipsawed by what they hear on TV, this is up, that's down, and they're buying and selling, they usually end up at the wrong side of that trade, because any person feels they can go in the market and win. But the reality is, even amongst the professionals, most don't win. It's only a tiny percentage of professionals that actually ever beat the market long term. Buffett and Munger have in their Berkshire Hathaway, but most people don't. People don't think they could set foot on a professional baseball field and keep up with Mantle, Maris, or whoever is a top dog today, or even be entry level. But they think they can do it when they're going into the market. They can. If they diversify and buy index funds in sheltered accounts, they will do very nicely. They won't have the excitement of buying and selling and the thrill of being in the game, but the less they're in the game and the more they turn it over to the index funds, the better they will do.
Well, they won't have that depression either, probably more sleepless nights and it's so easy now with the... You can pick up your phone and you can overreact and sell something or buy something literally in a matter of seconds. It's such a fascinating book. Anyone can be rich. A psychiatrist provides the mental tools to build your wealth by Mark Toback, M.D. Toback is T-O-B-A-K. His book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. His website is marktobackmd.org/anyone can be rich. Information on the book. If you get to the website, you'll find information on the book. And, of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Dr. Toback's website. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. So much more we could talk about. Buy the book because there's so much great information in there. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Once again, the book Anyone Can Be Rich, A Psychiatrist Provides the Mental Tools to Build Your Wealth. Our guest, the author, Mark Toback, MC. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.